Good evening, everybody, and welcome to ASO's opening night 2024. Can you believe it? We made it. Thank you all for coming this evening. It means a lot to everyone, so thank you very much. I am Tammy Lynch, the Executive Director of ASO, and I just want to take a quick minute to tell you about a couple of things that we're doing this season that we hope will be of interest to you. Now, you may have noticed, first of all, the Braintree Historical Society table out in the lobby. We've begun a new partnership with the Braintree Historical Society. We're very excited about it as we start a two-year celebration of the Revolutionary War and the founding of the United States of America. So, 250 years. So we're looking forward to it, and we have some nice surprises coming up. I want to remind everyone that this year we have two performances of Joyful Noise for our next concert. So if you rather come to a matinee, if you have families that would rather come to a matinee, we have a performance at 3 just for those people. And we have our traditional performance at 7:30. I also want to tell you that we're continuing our reinvigorated educational program. Our concert in January will once again feature local high school students playing 2 or 3 pieces, which should be exciting. And we're working on a new program to honor the region's veterans. So there will be more on that coming up in the future. I want to welcome and thank the Talking Information Center and those listening for their support and for broadcasting our concert this evening. The Talking Information Center broadcasts to over 25,000 people who are blind or visually impaired. So hello to everyone listening, and welcome to the Talking Information Center. I also want to thank many of you for sponsoring a musician this year. In the program, you'll see that we have double the amount of opening night sponsors that we had last year. So thank you. It means a lot, not only to us, but to the musicians playing this evening. So thank you. If you are interested in sponsoring a musician for the rest of the season, one concert or the whole season, please contact me or our development director, Kevin Locke. I think that's all I have to tell you, except I need to tell you a program note. Our Mozart piece will go directly into Adams. So directly from Mozart into Adams, that's our way of telling you to just chill in between the pieces. So thank you all very much. Thank you for coming. We've got a great season for you. We hope to see you again in our next concert. Thank you.
Here we go. Conductor and music director Jin Kim has walked onto the stage. We're about to begin the broadcast of the 27th season of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra from Thier Academy in Braintree. You're listening to the Talking Information Center.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I thought about maybe not speaking until second half, but you know, I've, believe it or not, some people think when I don't speak during first half, something is wrong. Because I've heard that even during intermission, like a couple times I did it, and people came up to me and said, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Why?" I said, "Well, because the audience is worried that you're not talking. So are you?" So I'm neither mad or, you know, depressed or anything like that at all. So it's always great to be on this stage with, and then sharing this wonderful space with all of you. So for those of you who are new, my name is I'm Jin Kim. I'm the music director of this orchestra. I have been for a long time, and we're once again delighted to welcome you to our new season. And, you know, this is probably, if not the earliest, if not the second earliest, I bet it's the earliest, the opening night concert we've ever done, beginning of October. There's a saying in Korean, when I was actually growing up in school, not anymore, but, you know, we used to get spanked. And so there's an idiom that says, you know, better to get spanked early than late. Not that coming to opening night is spanking, getting the spanking, but certainly it's, you know, it's definitely early. But you know what? We do have a little bit of time now between now and December, and we hope to continue to have you keep in contact and then just, you know, just stay with us, both on social media as well as just, you know, just saying hello. So you just heard the two pieces. Tammy mentioned about how, you know, it's like that means to kind of chill between the two pieces. I mean, yes, you can chill. And at the same time, I also usually say, you know, you can just clap inside as much as you can, you know. And the reason I did that, and, you know, and I hate to actually kind of force these things. But then again, I just thought, you know, going from a wonderful, a very one-of-a-kind Mozart overture. Mozart, the opera overture, and then going into, and this is actually, usually that overture is played with a different ending, meaning it ends with a big bang, like, you know, to kind of say, you know, to make it in concertize it. But what you heard today is the original version. So toward the end, you know, all of a sudden the busyness happens, and then there's like a little bit of a lull music before it kind of stops to one note. That's when the curtain goes out. And then goes into the first scene. That Mozart overture, that entire opera actually has a, you know, every opera is either opera seria or dramatic opera, meaning that it's usually the difference between dramatic opera and serious opera and a comic opera is not that one's any more serious, although it is, but sometimes the comic one has some very serious overtones, undertones as well. But the big difference that I was able to find over after all these years, and certainly while as a student, is in the opera series, people die. And then for comic operas, people marry. So that seems to be always the case. But either way, there always seems to be some kind of a secret letter of some kind that gets passed and then ends up confusing everybody and then misunderstandings and, you know, everything ensues after that. What you heard, actually, Don Giovanni a little bit more, is that that opera, the reason it's really unique, and this overture was very unique, is because he actually, that's called the drama giocoso, meaning that it's half seria, dramatic opera, and half comic opera. So it's like a blend. And that's why Don Giovanni stands out from all the other operas that he actually wrote, in addition to, you know, the famous one, Marriage of Figaro, Magic Flute, and then also some of the earlier operas that he wrote as well. The second piece you heard, Adams, he's a Pulitzer Prize winning composer from California. And when he actually won the Pulitzer Prize, he actually said, "Well, I think now I'm a total, I mean, to kind of paraphrase this, and now I am a bona fide fuddy-duddy, because people who get Pulitzer Prizes are usually sort of conservative composers." But, you know, if this is any fuddy-duddy, I mean, you know, kudos to him. But this is actually, this was written during his composition of Nixon in China, which is a opera that he was writing. He actually, and so this expensive work, and during that time, and he actually was behind, he had another commission to do, I believe, for Milwaukee Symphony, and another piece, but all of a sudden, while writing Nixon in China, he actually just decided, you know, this inspiration came to him, and goes, you know what, somewhat of an offshoot to this, and if you are more interested, just take a look at our program notes, and kind of will give you an idea about, like, what the the programmic element is for that piece. But one last thing I just want to say is, you know, Tammy and others who have seen this year's program initially told me, it's like, why, you know, this is supposed to be Rev 250 and, you know, American Revolution. Why are we playing a piece about China? Well, you know, this is Nixon in China, you know, early 70s when he went to China for that diplomatic, to open up the diplomatic doors. It is about a revolution, although there's obviously a cultural revolution that happened in China, along with, and there are a lot of other countries, including the, you know, our country here as well. But at the end, I think we all do exist together, regardless. And, you know, we have, I mean, think about the times that when, you know, they had to actually cover the word Beethoven in Symphony Hall during World War II. And BSO pretty much did not play any German music. For a long time. So there's a lot of, you know, ups and downs, as you know, as my mom always says, life is a wave. You keep up and down. It's up to you whether you fight it or you just ride it. But altogether, that's basically the idea behind these two pieces. Next piece, Brooke Violin Concerto, is a very, very famous violin concerto because it's a romantic, it's really just an amazingly beautiful melody, exciting ending and everything else, and it kind of almost feels like an opera unto itself. Vorspiel, the first movement, it starts with that word that in German means like an introduction or overture, and you'll see why that is. We're so excited to have Shannon Lee with us. She's an award-winning violinist. She actually played during our Vivaldi Four Seasons concert at the Abbey a couple of years ago. And so we're so delighted to have her back. She actually flew in from Netherlands via, and then was in New York City, I believe, for a while too. Her home now is in Netherlands, so... I really hope that you will enjoy this, and I look forward to sharing, the Triumphant Symphony by Beethoven to end this concert after the break. So thank you so much for coming again. And once again, all those of you who are joining us, through TIC Network, thank you. And also, Thayer Academy for continuing to host us year after year, after this wonderful space was open to have us as the orchestra in residence here. So thank you. Thank you.